The United States and Uzbekistan pledged today to work together against terrorism. Pentagon officials say soldiers from the U.S. 10th Mountain Division are being sent to Uzbekistan. This first deployment of U.S. forces on former Soviet soil has been shrouded in secrecy, but as NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports, the U.S. is making its presence felt around the Khanabad Air Base in southern Uzbekistan.
The roar of U.S. transport planes echoes across the sprawling steppe around Khanabad. Local resident Anatoly Smirnov says the landings at the enormous airbase become more frequent at night. Sometimes the planes come in waves of four or five, Anatoly says. Big transport planes. If they land during the day, we can see they don't have any markings on them. He says they're not Russian or Soviet-made planes. An Uzbek employee at the base told NPR the Americans were repairing derelict facilities once used by the Soviet Union for its war in Afghanistan. The employee said that in addition to transport planes, there were also U.S. military helicopters. She said the American troops were preparing their own meals and setting up portable toilets. She added that more than 1,000 U.S. soldiers had arrived at Khanabad and that Uzbek officials expected more. The strategic value of the Khanabad Air Base is obvious. Khanabad is less than 100 air miles from the Afghan border. But the exact mission of the American force here is less clear. The State Department and the government of Uzbekistan issued a joint statement today affirming their commitment to eliminating international terrorism. For these purposes, the statement says, Uzbekistan has agreed to the use of its airspace and necessary military and civilian infrastructure at one of its airports. The joint statement says these would be used in the first instance for humanitarian missions. President Karimov has ruled out the U.S. launching any ground or air attacks from Uzbekistan. But last week, Karimov dangled the prospect of letting U.S. special forces mount operations against the Taliban from his territory. In exchange, Karimov wants a guarantee of U.S. protection. The Taliban has threatened to attack Uzbekistan if it aids the Americans. The secrecy surrounding the mission is maintained by the ring of security around Khanabad. A zone around the base is sealed for a radius of several miles. Armed Uzbek police in a roadblock turn journalists away. No one is allowed to pass through here, the officer barks. You have no permission to go forward. He says President Karimov has already given all the information journalists need to know. U.S. Embassy officials in Uzbekistan are under a gag order concerning Khanabad. Press attaché Mark Esquina would not even confirm the presence of the U.S. troops. He referred all inquiries to the Pentagon. Uzbek officials have given contradictory information about the American presence, but have acknowledged that U.S. forces are in the country. Washington should be able to count on Uzbekistan to keep this mission secret. The authoritarian President Karimov keeps a tight lid on all kinds of information here. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, near Khanabad, Uzbekistan.